The Lord's blessing is with us, heart-dwelling family. So tonight when I came into Prague, I got to admit, I was pretty wound up getting things together for publishing and so on. By the way, I'll let you know when the albums are available on Amazon. So I began my prayer time with the Lord by saying, "Oh Lord, I'm so wound up, you could use me as a slingshot." And he answered me, and I will, right into the center of my will and reaching the very center of the wills of others. You're my little holy slingshot to bring down the Goliath of uncertainties that will most certainly trouble my people. Lord, you call them my people. Can you explain exactly what you mean? Are they part of the bride? They are part of me. I long to have them return to me and embrace me as their God, having forsaken the world and all its empty allurements. Yes, indeed, they will forsake it. It will be no more. Then they will find what they've always longed for. They will find me. Not even one will be alone. I will be a father, a lover, and a brother to them. And communication with me will be so much simpler, as a special dispensation of grace will fall on all souls who call on me in the tribulation. Claire, didn't I tell you not to worry that my words to you would not return to me void? Where is your faith, daughter? And he was referring there to my head spinning and spinning and these thoughts that keep coming that I'm wasting my time doing these things. There's not time for anyone to hear them or to be distributed or anything like that, and that the devil's been plaguing me with those thoughts. And sometimes I get weak and I begin to give in to him. So I answered him, "My head is still spinning with all that's left to do." He continued, "My mercy and understanding are without limit on your behalf. You have given me so much, Claire. Shall I not humor you for a brief minute?" "I've not completed my list, and my head is still swimming." "Yes, I know, and I am here holding you, Claire. I am truly bringing you back down to the basics of comforting me. I long for the day when we shall stand face to face." Oh, Lord, the very thought of it leaves me breathless. I wonder if I will collapse in joy. Please calm me down. I'll be glad when that peace you promised descends on me and I can say it is finished. Until that fateful moment, continue to provide for our children. They continue to come to you, you know. And I haven't looked. I didn't know exactly what he was talking about, but then I figured it out, subscribers. And I haven't looked at that recently. And he said, "There's no need to look. Just continue every day to bring them fresh manna. I have many angels, Claire, more than you could count in an earthly lifetime." Wow, that's a lot. "And I want to assure you that every effort you have made and are making will bear good fruit to reach my people with the truth. Please do not let yourself be intimidated by threats that what you are doing is in vain. It is not in vain. I am with you, child. Thank you for that, Jesus. Please help me to focus on that truth. As for the rest of you, my brides, please do leave ample materials behind for your friends and relatives. If you had but one book to leave besides my word, The Rapture Was Real will help them get a handle on what has just taken place and who they are to me. It is so important they find out how loving and approachable I am, that I can be trusted, that they can count on me. Plus the thumb drives that Ezekiel and Claire are preparing. Understand that I am holding back situations right now that would make distribution impossible. I cannot do this for long, so see to it that you get what you need." And I answered him there because I want all you guys to know that we offer everything free. It's just the form that it comes in that has to be paid for. We're even paying for the Tethered album that will be on Amazon, so you'll only pay shipping on that if you order it. But everything that we have is free as a download on heartdwellers.org. And so I said to the Lord, well, Lord, there's free downloads. They don't have to buy anything. And he continued, but the book is handy and compact. That's why I recommend it. Well, yes, we designed it that way on purpose. I'm sure Holy Spirit had a hand in that one. So am I. Lord, dealing with all this last-minute stuff is so exhausting, intense. My love, the exhaustion and tension you are feeling are nothing compared to the sorrow I must carry in my heart for the souls I will never be able to have with me in heaven. When he said that, I saw his heart, and it was torn open and raw, and blood was flowing copiously. He continued, the heart of your God has been wounded almost beyond repair, if that were possible. Do you understand? These children that will die in this war, I love very tenderly, like innocent babes. I long to gather them to my house, where all is safe. But first they may give their consent, and so few are paying any attention at this critical hour. And when they do wake up, it will be too late. But never underestimate the power of my mercy. Do you truly believe you can wedge that door of mercy open with prayers as it tries to close? Yes, Lord, I believe that you will respond to our prayers with much mercy, because you yourself have told me so. That's the faith I love to see. I love to hear those words from you, my dear and precious love. How you have grown in the faith. Do you hear that, my people? The answer is yes. Your prayers are holding back the Father's wrath. Continue to prepare and pray and keep your hearts only for me. Do not allow the enemy to sidetrack you, lest your lamp go out. We must work while there is still a sliver of light. Do all in your power to make men love me, my bride. Do all in your power. And what is not in your power, I will make up with my grace. Go now and tend to my flock. Call on me, and I will deliver you from all your fears and crown your every effort with copious fruit for eternity.